Jason, you've been driving in the TT race for about 14 years and have just spoken on health and safety from a driver's perspective. What makes you compete in the race as a driver?
I think for me, there was a family history of involvement in motorcycle racing from my father's side. And it's something that I obviously was aware of and made a conscious decision then that it was something that I wanted to do.
Okay. And how seriously do you take health and safety as a driver?
I think during my time in racing, which we touched upon today, things have changed dramatically. Towards the end of my career, obviously we'd come into situations where, for example, morning practice at the TT was difficult to manage the numbers of marshals on the track, which was something that's become far more of a serious requirement, if you like. Prior to that, I think, you know, the they were still able to run the sessions with a lot less marshals on the course, but obviously the focus nowadays is on improved safety, health and safety, and that is a factor. So occasionally, and it can happen at the Manx Grand Prix, you'll see where sessions aren't held because of not enough marshals being available.
Okay, and do you feel that health and safety actually hinders the event?
I think hinder is probably the wrong term. It's something these days that is necessary and has become far more visible and high profile, if you like, and wasn't really thought of in the same way during most of my career, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to fellow racers who don't take it seriously?
I think it's fair to say now that the awareness amongst not just motorcycle racers but everyone of the requirements in health and safety is far higher than it has been, and I guess that's, you know, it's become far more prominent and it's achieved its goal really in being it's self-driving now almost.
Brilliant, thank you.